since the very start in the IFA, we've called on the Irish government and Commissioner Hogan to ensure that there was no reduction in the cap budget. Unfortunately, a reduction did arise, and the Commissioner was saying it was 5%, and at face value, it's only 5%, but when you factor in inflation, and it hasn't been indexed for inflation to cover inflation, when you factor that in, the cut could be as high as 15 to 17%. So in real terms, it could be a net cut of 3,000, just over 3,000 euros per farmer. And, you know, when you take the average farm income in this country on livestock farms of less than 20,000, 3,000 is a sizable percentage of that.
And it definitely applies to lower income farmers. It's a necessity, really, that's needed.
Well, without a doubt, because if you take the lower income sectors, particularly the sheep and the cattle rearing, the direct payments can account for up to 115%, and in some cases more, of their income. And I think, you know, one of the messages that's very often lost is the fact that CAP has been of benefit to all sectors of society, particularly maybe more so non-farmers than farmers, because what it has allowed to do, it has achieved a number of its aims in that it was set up in the 1960s to ensure that there was an adequate supply of safe, top quality food. It has done that, and at affordable prices, and it has achieved that. What it hasn't achieved is its aim of ensuring that farmers would have an income comparable with other sectors. And we see right across Europe now, and Ireland is no different, that the agricultural incomes are only running at 40% of the average earnings in other sectors.
And as well as that, it very much applies to farmers in the northwest, where there's a number of worse land, shall we say, than other areas, and also a lot of hill and sheep farmers too.
Well, if you take it in the two sectors that I mentioned there a few minutes ago, the cattle rearing farms, suckler farms, sheep farms, you know, between 110 and 115% of the average income on those farms is made up from direct payments. So it's imperative for those regions and those sectors, and particularly the regions that you're after mentioning there, that that the CAP budget is fully funded going forward. And in fairness now, but we also need that our Taoiseach, and he did say that the government would be committed to increasing the contribution from the member states, provided it went to the right areas. The membership contributions were increased, but unfortunately there were other new initiatives such as security and defence and migration that swallowed that up and swallowed up part of the CAP budget as well. So I think for a policy that has been very successful and has served the half a billion Europeans very successfully since the 1960s, because if you go back to the 1960s, there was over 30% of the average household income being spent on food. Today, for even better quality food, there's less than 15% being spent on food. So that shows that CAP has been successful for farmers and non-farmers alike.